Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Ninja from Above, aka a Madman. Today, we're going to be reviewing the movie Leo. Now, I watched this movie probably about a month or two ago, and it has Adam Sandler in it as Leo. It's available on Netflix. It's an animated film. So if anybody's not interested in animated films, there you go. But if you're listening to this, I'm going to assume just a little that you want to watch this movie. So, mild spoilers ahead, and then a lot of spoilers ahead, because I always spoil everything. I don't know why, but it's just something that I do. I like to make it short and simple, but at the same time, I like to make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. So I'm going to try not to spoil in the beginning, and then later on, you'll probably hear some spoilers. So, it's basically a kid's movie. It's a children's film. It's a family movie, to be completely honest with you. There's nothing childlike about it that would make it just strictly for kids. Obviously, you got Adam Sandler in there, Bill Burr's in there, Jason Alexander, Rob Schneider, Nick Swartzen. They're all in the movie. So, I mean, it has a strong presence of you can be an adult and enjoy this movie as well. At least I did. I watched it with my kids, and I thought it was a great movie. So there's these two pets. This is essentially a story. There's these two pets that are inside of a school, and they're class pets. And they pretty much, they get, moved around every year to different classes. Adam Sandler is Leo, which I think he's a chameleon, I want to say. They call him a lizard, but he's a chameleon, I think. And then he's a Tuatara, whatever the hell a Tuatara, whatever that is. And then you got Squirtle the Turtle. But they live inside of the... Sorry, my cat is starting to mess with stuff for some reason. They live inside of their little, what's it called? Like enclosure inside of the classroom. So they get a substitute teacher for the class. And then that substitute teacher tells all the kids that they have to take Leo and Squirtle, one or the other, home as a class pet, basically to teach them responsibility. You keep the pet alive, then you can pass, right? That's pretty much like what the whole premise of the story is. But as they take Leo home, they find out that Tuataras, or animals in general, can do a lot more than they suspect. And that's pretty much what it is. I'll give you my rating. I honestly thought this movie was like an 8 out of 10. That's pretty much all I can say about that whole aspect. I don't know if that's it. That's it. You're going to get spoilers now, okay? This is where the spoilers come in. So if you don't want the spoilers, I'd take off. But if you do want the spoilers, I'll give you about 5 seconds to leave. All right, spoil time. They talk. It's not really a big deal, but Leo gets taken in by the kids. Leo talks to the kids. As he gets taken in, every single kid starts to want to bring home Leo. So Leo talks to every single kid about every single one of their problems. And yes, they are children problems, but it's also problems that like you and I probably dealt with growing up as well. Squirtle gets a little jealous, so he's like, I can go to the houses too, and I can teach them life lessons. Well, Leo goes with him, and they find out that Squirtle is not very good at giving advice, at least not as good as Leo is. The substitute that's been taking the credit for all the kids doing really, really well in the school, she finds out Leo can talk. She gets pissed. excuse my language, she gets upset. She gets upset. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to drop Leo off, because if he ever tells anybody that, you know, he's the one, he's the reason why the class is doing so well, then I'm screwed. I'll get fired. So she goes and drops him off in the Everglades, just pretty much like to get rid of him. Leaves him on his own out there. And then goes back to celebrate. Well, the students find out because Squirtle tells the kids, hey, she dumped him. I watched it happen. And so they all are on a school field trip. They all go out. They tell the bus driver to turn around. The bus driver's like a real hard ass. So he's like, I'm not budging. Well, she has a change of heart, the substitute teacher, and they all end up saving Leo from the Everglades and all the crazy animals that are out there. Now, there are some things that I missed, obviously. There's some key parts that, you know, I didn't mention that are extremely funny. This movie made me laugh a lot. So if you just want to have a really nice family film where you're just, you can laugh and have a chuckle, honestly, I feel like this is a good one. This is definitely something I would recommend. I had no complaints about this. I'd give this movie like an 8.5, like an 8.5. I totally would. This is a really good movie. As far as everything else goes, it's your standard kids film, family-friendly film. But it's Adam Sandler. He plays as a 74-year-old Tuatara. I don't know what the heck a Tuatara is, but it's like a chameleon almost. Bill Burr plays as Squirtle the Turtle. And then, you know, the list goes on as you go down. So if you guys are looking for a nice little laugh, you guys are looking for a family-friendly movie to watch, I highly recommend Leo. Super funny. Sorry if I spoiled it for anybody who didn't want to deal with the spoilers, but I warned you. So, yeah, enjoy that. That was my review of Leo, and stay tuned for more reviews. The next one coming out is going to be Something in the Barn.